This week is the first week of school for many districts around the region. And while many classes this fall will be held online, there will still be buses picking up kids during the morning. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, getting children to school safely is one of the more complex issues schools are facing this fall.
Every year, the AAA of Western and Central New York, along with law enforcement agencies, holds a series of Schools Open, Drive Carefully campaigns, usually with a backdrop of school buses. This year, there were only pictures of buses behind officials during a virtual news conference emphasizing the differences motorists are going to find this back-to-school season. State Police spokesman James O'Callaghan says different schools with different schedules means kids and buses will be in places they haven't been in the past.
We have a lot of kids that are going to be either walking to school, not going to school because it's full hybrid or a partial hybrid with school and half days of home learning. So you're going to see kids out and about a lot longer and jostling different times.
Officials are urging motorists to show extra caution and be aware of different bus patterns, and also be aware that children could be playing near or in the street when they might normally be in a school building. Police agencies will also continue ticketing drivers that passed stopped school buses. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.